You're listening to BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're listening to BFM 89.9 is the 13 must-dos for entrepreneurial success with Ernie Chen from Edson International Group in our Aiming for Alpha segment. And today is must-do number 9, developing, sustaining and sharing the passion. You know, Ernie, you've spoken about mentoring and coaching before, and I also understand that everyone who is with your company is being groomed as entrepreneurs. Why is that?
I think it's important to give employees something more to look forward to. Every time any individual who has any sustainable passion, you talk about passion is loving what you are doing. But to sustain what you are doing, loving what you do, you got to give them more than that. Sometimes you got to give them monetary terms. You give people ownership. And how do you give people ownership? You don't just say ownership by saying things like, hey, you know, this is part of your company. You should be wanting to be taking care of the company like it's your own. To make it really real for a person to feel like an owner, you got to give some parts of the company to the individual. So our business model is very simple. We groom individuals up to become entrepreneurs and we highlight skill sets that they do have and we develop them in specific areas that they're interested in. And as long as aligned with our group organization direction, we'll set up a new business, train the people up, make sure they're ready to run those businesses and let them run them. So in the process of them being with you, groom them up to be entrepreneurs so that they have the skill sets to be able to do those businesses.
Can you give an example of one of your businesses that have spun off as a result of this?
Sure. We have Edson Sundaram Bharat, and of course, one of the companies that has spun off from here is that from Edson being a people development organization, we have developed Edson Sundaram Bharat, Edson Communications Sundaram Bharat, which is more of a brand development organization. What has happened is that my group marketing communications person was really good in doing what she was doing for the group itself and for the people development business. What we did was, because she was doing so well with what we had for internal, it started off something that we were doing for external as well. So from organizing events for internal, we started organizing events for clients. Because a lot of times when you start doing jobs for yourself, it becomes bigger. Clients see that and they say, hey, since you're doing such a good job for yourself, can you also serve us in this area? So we have set up another company for the person to drive revenue, groom the person to be an entrepreneur, and also move it from there.
Okay, and how do you split the revenues? They become part of they have a share in your company?
Yes, how it usually works is that they always will have a share in the new companies. How I always find it very useful is that the individual, after setting up a new company, we will develop the new company for 2 to 3 years first. Upon developing 2 to 3 years, we'll then offer the individual a percentage of the company, for example, 10% to start them up. So as they grow with the company, as they learn more with the company, they can start to own more of the company as they are more ready. Because I'm not your typical Chinaman businessman, because I'm not interested to own 100% or 90% of the company. My philosophy of business is very simple. I just need to own 40 to 50% of every single company. And if there are 20 companies, I'll be a multimillionaire just not doing much, but just advising the people running those companies. And it's a very simple idea that as long as you're able to develop others, you are building business systems. And it's something that all organizations will need to do. Once you have systems, you have people in place to run your businesses, and that's what it's all about. It may be very painful in the beginning because it takes a lot of effort, a lot of energy for you to be training, grooming, guiding. But at the end of the day, once you're able to build those systems in place, it will run itself. And that's the whole idea behind it.
All right. It's the 13 must-dos for entrepreneurial success with Ernie Chen from Edson International Group in our Aiming for Alpha segment. And today is must-do number 9, developing, sustaining and sharing the passion. This is BFM 89.9. You know, when you talked about that, so is that laid out from day one? That this is the career roadmap and this is the ownership roadmap to everyone that you tell them?
Yes, definitely to everyone. What happens is that whenever someone comes in, this is an opportunity, a platform offered. What better platform to offer someone, an employee, than to provide them an opportunity to own your business? However, not everyone can become a business owner. Why? People may not want that. Some people may want to have a family. Some people may want to have more time with their family. Some people may want to just do what they do best in and not want to own a business. When I started the business model, I was very wanting everyone to become an entrepreneur because of my learnings that I did from learning from T. Harv Eker, from Kiyosaki, from every single one of those individuals who encourage people to want to become a millionaire, to encourage everyone to become an entrepreneur. But what I've learned along the journey of myself helping these people do it, first, not everyone wants to become one. Not everyone wants to become an entrepreneur. Not everyone wants to become a millionaire. And definitely not everyone wants to go through the kind of pain that an entrepreneur would need to go through. Because some people look at it as a pain. I myself truly enjoy becoming an entrepreneur. A lot of people will see that working 16 hours a day is really crazy. But to me, it's something really exciting and fun. So different people would have different types of carrots that can really draw them towards. So what I've learned along the journey of helping people become entrepreneurs is first and foremost, I ask them the question, do you want to become one? Most people, without knowing the pain that comes along with it and only thinking about the gain, will say, yes, I want to. But once they begin on a journey, two things can happen. One, they really don't have the competency. Secondly, they really don't have the suitability, which means their personality, their characteristics, and their lifestyle. So we start to tell people, if you're not suitable, that's fine. Maybe you're better off becoming an employee.
Okay, and there's something for everyone.
Yes.
Not everyone wants to be an entrepreneur.
Sure. If everyone is an entrepreneur, then no one will become an employee, right? So who's going to help build the systems to help the entrepreneur become rich? So when you talk about wanting everyone to be an entrepreneur and to be rich, to be real, the world needs employees as well. If there are no employees, we can't help businesses build businesses systems and it cannot run on its own. Not everyone is to be rich. If everyone is rich, there won't be any poor. And of course, it's very important for us to always note, yes, we are aware that the rich gets richer and the poor gets poorer and the middle class is disappearing. But again, as I say, you do need some poor people around. It may not be a nice thing, but without the poor people around, there wouldn't be any rich people in the first place. Not everyone can be rich. And I honestly do not believe that that can happen.
All right. And looking at everything, how effective is mentoring when you talk about inspiring, sharing the passion? Because some entrepreneurs, they have their own mindset and all that. So does the advice giving actually work?
I think it works if the individual allows themselves to want to learn from the mentor. The prodigies must have an open mind. In my organization, for example, every individual in the organization has a mentor. A mentor is not necessarily someone who guides you in your work. That is more of a coach. A coach is someone who guides you with what you need to do, how you go about doing what you're doing. A mentor is someone from a more holistic picture, more from a career perspective, more from an overall cultural perspective of an organization, or even a mentor is someone who guides you in your personal life. So a mentor is someone who is more senior, who has more experience, not so much on work experience, but life experiences, who is able to advise on what is the universal principles of what we need to be doing to become more successful as an individual, as a professional. So having mentors are very critical for success of anyone. I myself have not really had a mentor per se, but have millions of other mentors because I read a lot of books. The books are my mentors. The people I listen to are mentors. Other business individuals are mentors. They may not know that I'm a protege, but I'm the one listening to them, watching their actions and seeing their successes. And also, people who have failed can also be our mentors because they've taught us things that we shouldn't be doing. So it's how we look at it and how we really look at people to become our mentors.
And also, you've also mentioned not depending on a few selected individuals, I guess in the case of your company. How do you retain the ones you want to keep? How do you do that?
Good question, this one. I always tell my people this thing. When you want to leave me, it's not because you can leave me. It's because I allow you to leave me. If I do not want you to leave my organization, you can never leave me because I'll always create a reason for you to stay. So whenever someone resigns or someone goes and move on to their future, whatever it may be, it's because I do not think there is a future for us to be together. I'm sure they will do very well wherever they go. But again, if I feel that the individual has got a lot to offer, a lot of value for us to grow together, I would definitely always look for the hot button of what will motivate and encourage them. If there is more of a business opportunity for them to be a business owner, I will offer them a business proposition where they cannot refuse. If they want a percentage of the company, I will provide them that. If they do not provide me the value with such, there's no reason for me to provide that business value proposition. So in order for us to retain people, we must always look at individuals, what's in it for them, what will they see that is of high value to them. Even if someone wants to just become an employee, because they have a family, a child that they want to spend more time with. If the person is of high value to my organization, I have no issue asking the person working at home, work at home, take care of your child, as long as the value that the individual is providing to the organization is of equivalent, if not better of a value, compared to them just being an employee.
BFM 89.9, the business station.